You saw us last year.
Yeah. Are you the one that had the atheist son?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
awesome. Hey, I do remember you. How's it going, man?
Pretty good. He texted you or emailed.
Yeah, we emailed for a short time. It didn't go long. It never does with atheists because they just don't have... They just don't have the truth of God's word, and we love them. We want to share truth with them. As long as they're not mockers, we'll go the distance with them. But so you still haven't tested Fleshfest enough to see how it's sinful. Roman Catholic Mass goes on every day here.
It does.
Do you have a problem with that?
Yeah, I don't attend.
You think that's really? But you're united. Bob Lentz, the guy running this, on my website, I have a picture of him praying with the Roman Catholics. He says they're his mentor. You're giving him your support. And money.
But God is redeemer of all things.
No, he doesn't redeem us in sin, sir. You got to repent of sin. Like I told your atheist son. No, God can work in sin. You and I can't. We're told to obey. We're told to actually obey. Here's the other thing. There's going to be a guy in there called Andrew Plow. I have a video of him on my testing. Look it up. Andrew Plow gives a worldly carnal gospel that says, oh, I saw him in England. Oh, you got a great football team. Oh, you got the world champion boxer. Then he goes on, you got rock music. He names rock stars. They're like, this is really of God. He's pumping them up. And then he tells them, ready? God loves you, Manchester, England. And just say this prayer and believe in Jesus and you're going to go to heaven. That is not the biblical gospel. That's what he's preaching here.
Okay, what is the gospel?
That's what he's preaching here.
Sir.
Okay. What do you think of that?
Well, that is not the gospel.
Right. And so that's what Bob Lentz is promoting here. Andrew Plow's father said the Pope was a godly man, knows Jesus, is biblical, and people should listen to him.
Which Pope?
The current Pope, Francis. Any Pope shouldn't be listened to. It's not of God.
Absolutely.
The Pope's murdered 50 million people in the Dark Ages. They teach you to pray to Mary.
Sir, what is the gospel then?
It's right on this card right here, ma'am.
Okay, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be saved. You don't have to ask for forgiveness. Jesus forgave us on the cross.
That is part of the
past, present, future.
Even he's going to tell you you got to repent. He might not truly repent, but he's going to tell you you got to.
I disagree.
But not if you're linked to this, you don't. So this lady right here is preaching a gospel that you don't even ask for forgiveness, that Jesus did it all for you, yet Jesus' first ministry words were, repent and turn for the kingdom of God. And then the Bible says, unless you forsake your sin, you have no hope of eternal life to come. And so how is your son doing, by the way?
Sir, do you want to listen?
No, I don't want to listen to a woman. A woman that teaches false. Do you have a husband who's a believer?
I teach the Bible, yes I do.
Why don't you send your husband and I'll talk to him. Women don't teach men. That the Bible teaches that too.
Go by the Bible.
You don't go by the Bible.
I go by the Bible.
Really? Yeah, my wife will tell you where the scriptures are about women. Talk to her. She'll share it with you. I talk to women, but I don't talk over men's wives. That makes sense, doesn't it? I'm not going to go after your wife and start teaching her stuff without you there. I'm going to respect your house. That's why I do that. And what they'll do is they'll yell out, oh, Jesus talked to women. But Jesus didn't talk over men. He told the woman, go get your husband. Exactly. So, yeah. But anyway, how is your son doing? Still an atheist?
Still an atheist.
Yep. Agnostic? Okay. That's good. Maybe he's moving. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Just as long as he knows that his soul's on the line, and if he dies today, he's going to lose his soul as an atheist or agnostic. And that goes for you, too. In fact, can I just tell you something, love? You're in more danger than your son. You know why? God hates hypocrisy and American churchianity. He just picked up the phone. How you doing, sir?
Pretty good. I actually watch a lot of this on YouTube.
Well, okay. Well, I'd have to test it because there's...
You know Gabe, the street preacher?
Well, Gabe, the street preacher, he's not biblical. I know Gabe. He teaches a lot of false doctrine. So the gospel, you have to place your faith in Christ's shed blood. All right? And most people believe that. And his death, burial, and resurrection. Here's where the American church system, this is where it goes south. Repentance. My wife started saying that. Repentance is when you know something is sinful... You turn from it and you stop doing it. Most people say repentance is I feel bad and you're going to keep doing a lot. You're going to sin a lot. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says turn from your sin, and the grace and the Spirit of God, when he enters you, if you're willing to obey, gives you a new heart, you become born again. Do you think the Holy Spirit of God in you, if he's really in you, can help you overcome sin? Yeah. Of course you can. Jesus said in John 16:33, I've overcome the world. I don't want to blow your ears out. I've overcome the world. So if the Holy Spirit of God is in you, you can overcome sin. Name a sin you can't stop.
That I can't stop?
No, but any person can't stop. That any person can't stop. Name one. I'll tell you how to stop it. Well, I smoke a lot. Throw your cigarettes away. We'll help you, give you accountability. Let's start. I watch too much TV. Smash it with a hammer and get rid of it and read the Bible. You see my point. Yeah. Porn. Where are you getting porn? On my computer. Smash it. Where else are you getting it? My iPhone. Get a track phone.
Yep.
There's no sin that you can't. Jesus said, pluck out, cut out, rip out.
Yeah.
So the American church system, your American church system and this flesh fest, which is called Life Fest, is linked to Roman Catholicism. Did you know that? Roman Catholicism, every day they do the Mass in here. Bob Lentz, the leader of this, says the Roman Catholics are his mentor.
Have you been in there?
No, but I know what's going on in there. They're doing.
So how do you know if you don't ever been in there? I'm just saying.
Yeah, because I've read what they're going on. They got yoga going on there. That's New Age, not of God.
I've never seen yoga.
Yeah, they do it in there. They got sports going on in there. The worldly music that's going on. Toby Mac plays worldly carnal music, and he unites to people.
I totally agree with everything you said. Yoga's wrong. It's sinful.
So is Roman Catholicism wrong.
Okay. And,
yep.
And Catholics are wrong.
Right. That's all here. It's on my testing.
But I've never seen Bob Lentz doing that.
Yep. I got a picture of Bob Lentz praying with Roman Catholics on his Facebook page 2 days ago. He said they're my mentor.
Really?
Roman Catholics.
Can you show that to me?
If you look it up on my testing. Go. You got a phone? You got a phone?
Yeah, I do.
Google, ready? You're going to love this.
If you're right, then I agree with you.
Google Life Fest Expose. It's LIFEST. Google Life Fest Expose. See if we don't come up number two on Google. I'm praising and boasting in Christ because God puts it where he wants it.
So Bob Lentz?
No, just put up Life Fest Exposed.
On YouTube?
Yeah, no. On the internet, Google. Or whatever, DuckDuck, whatever you use as a search engine.
Life Fest Exposed.
And then we should come up the second you'll see a thing that says Life Fest Exposed, don'tperish.com. Oh yeah, Bob Lentz is totally in bed with the Roman Catholics. He's got the mass going on here every day. It's a blasphemy to Jesus.
And I agree with you.
It is.
I have never seen a Catholic mass.
He's doing it.
And I've been going to Life Fest for 15 years.
He's doing it. It's right on their schedule. It says the mass is every day.
I mean, I go to get closer to God.
But you're not by keeping sin. You're not going to get close to God. Did you find it?
I'm not doing Catholic mass.
Doesn't matter. You're linked to it. You're giving him your money. The Bible says leave every false way and leave men.
But the thing is, I am following Christ.
You follow Christ by obeying him, sir.
Yeah.
The Word of God says if people leave sound doctrine, avoid them, don't associate with them. So you're not obeying him by going to Bob Lentz offering. You're not obeying it. You're just obeying Jesus with your lips, but not with your actions.
No, I disagree with that. Well, I disagree with
Romans 16:17. Mark those who leave sound doctrine and avoid them. Are you avoiding Bob Lentz and his offering or going into it?
I don't see Bob Lentz.
This is his offering, sir.
There's a band in here.
If the Pope was putting on a festival, would you go?
Heck no.
That's what Bob Lentz is promoting.
The false prophet.
Bob Lentz is promoting him. Did you find it?
No, I have one ball here.
Watch this. I'm going to do it. Hold on.
But I totally agree with you when it comes to like the Catholic stuff.
Yep, and they also preach.
I don't support Catholics.
They preach a false gospel here.
I don't support the Mass. I don't.
They preach a false gospel here. They're not teaching you holiness and obedience and sound doctrine. They're not teaching you to come out of the world. Here, I'm going to find you that picture right here. It's coming up.
Can I ask you a question?
Here it is, right here. Hold on, young woman. Hold on. Here it is, right here. You can see it. Here's Bob Lentz. Praying with a Catholic priest.
Okay.
And here, I'm going to read it to you. He says, Bob Lentz says, my Catholic friends, next Sunday at Life Fest, please everyone come, even if you don't attend Life Fest. Bishop Rickens has become a dear friend, and he is a mentor to me in so many ways. And then I have a post under that shows that... and he's got a picture of the priest.
Yeah.
And then he says that the Mass is going to be every day at Life Fest. They're ecumenical, and they're linked to the Mass, and they're linked to all of these false ways.
See, my pastor, Pastor Dale, he lives here, and he says he will never go to Life Fest.
There you go. You should be... At least your pastor knows that.
Let me ask him.
At least your pastor knows that. Praise God. Not many pastors... I got to be honest. Not many pastors are very sound in doctrine, but at least your pastor knows that. It's a corruption. It's worldly. It's sinful. It's carnal.
You don't have a doctrine?
Gospel good news, loving our neighbor, lifting up the only way to eternal life.
And carnality, in turning toward him, willing to lose it all. That means if you're transformed on the inside by the Holy Spirit, which would be next, if you're transformed on the inside, everything on the outside changes, right? You push away all work of iniquity.
God is a transforming encounter.
I agree with you. Right. I think I think all of this is worldliness.
It is, exactly.
It's trying, but
you got that
we are
right.
trying to get a point across.
But
you don't use sin.
He's very deceiving.
You don't use sin.
That's exactly what this is. God tells us to separate from all workers of iniquity. So,
is God darkness? Is God sin? We don't use sin for evangelism.
Okay. So back to what you're saying about like the false gospel.
Are you said because I said I personally haven't heard God
at the life pass. And he's saying that Bob Lanz is not a good guy. What do you say about that?
Yeah, Roman Catholicism.
Why is he not a good guy?
Oh, no, I was just at a... Yep, they have yoga. Yep.
How do you know?
Roman Catholicism, the mass is in here. Bob Lanz says that the Roman Catholics are his mentor.
Really?
So we got a group of people here hearing the gospel, and we got a man calling his pastor, checking out Bob Lentz. This is why we come here, to bring the light to a dark place so people test, open the Word of God, test and see that this is not biblical Christianity. This is sinful Christianity.
Ma'am, I don't want you to misinterpret me.
Christian, you said you worship God. How do you worship God? By obeying Him or following the cultural churchianity?
By worshiping God by obeying Him.
By obeying Him, and He says come out of every false way. Well, so also, evangelical.
It also says in the Bible, do not come with brethren. Do not
forsake the gathering. That's with true holy brethren. That's not with worldly carnal people. Let me help you here. This isn't just about LifeFest. The evangelical church practices false ways. Ready? Christmas and Easter. Do you think God ordained those, or did the you hate
Roman Catholics?
But you guys keep them. Your pastor?
I do not follow.
Does your pastor do?
I don't, no.
He doesn't practice and celebrate Christmas when it comes around.
Pastor Dale does not celebrate.
What church is this?
He does churches out of his house.
Oh, out of his house?
Yeah.
You should give him a gospel. Can I give you another gospel card? I'd love for you to give it to him.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear from him. If he's godly, I want to have unity with him because
yeah,
I love him.
He does churches, services out of his house, and he reads the Bible.
Does he have a website or anything?
He also reads the Book of Enoch.
Oh, but that's outside of Scripture.
That is, I agree with
that. Yeah, that's not Genesis to Revelation, so yeah.
He'll follow the Hanukkah.
Oh yeah, that's but the evangelical faith.
He does not follow pagan
but
holidays.
All of these guys do. So see, what you're doing is you're uniting with darkness for entertainment. You don't need this to follow Jesus, do you?
No.
This is entertainment.
No.
This is not.
I just like the worship.
This is not worship. This is entertainment. Test all that. Go to my website. Look up that article. Email me. Let me know I can help you.
Yeah, thank you.
I love you.
What's your name?
My name is Tupos.
Malachi. Nice to meet you.
I love you. Contact me, sir.
Yeah, and your phone number's on that call.
My email, and then if you email me, I'll give you my phone number, and we can talk. We'll Bible study together.
Are you on Facebook?
Yeah, but we don't use it anymore.
Okay.
We go, everything's on our website. We do a daily edification audio you can see and be edified. I am working through verse by verse. I've got thousands of articles, all for free. I don't sell the things of God. That's another thing.
I agree with that.
They're all music whores there. They're all selling the things of God. Casting Crowns, Toby Keith, multimillionaires. How? Selling the things of God.
Yeah.
Look around.
I saw the Bob Lunt's book.
Look around and let the Holy Spirit convict you. And last thought, thousands of people in there. Look around. Jesus said a puny number of them will find eternal life.
Yeah.
I hope you're one of them.
Jesus was there with the 5,000 preaching.
I hope you're one of those puny few. Contact me, Malachi.
Yeah,
I love you.
Thank you.
What's
your
right to
defend? Wait, I want to know. So you think I shared a whole bunch of that with you. Tell you what.
But you told me that
other
buying
things to
and
do.
Selling and trading is
no,
sin.
No, I didn't.
You said buying and selling and trading is our life essence.
Using God's name.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can't use God's name. We talked about Jesus.
They're making profit off of God. Jesus made a whip for that in John 2.
Right. Toby Mac is a millionaire selling music. You think God's proud of that? Not proud. You think God's happy with that? That he sells, it's not even the music of God. They're selling the things of God. The whole Christian music industry, you know what's creeping into the Christian music industry because it's so corrupt and so unbiblical? You know what's creeping in?
What?
LGBT. Do you agree with that? Do you agree that
that's creeping in?
Yeah, no. Do you agree that, is that of God or not of God?
No, it's not of God.
Okay, that's creeping in. By groups like singers like Semler is getting their foot in. Toby Mac, his old group, DC Talk, there's a man in there named Kevin, I think it's Kevin Max. He deconstructed, he denounced Jesus and said Jesus isn't God.
Yeah, I didn't hear about that.
He's now promoting LGBT. Toby Mac, I got right on my website the headline. Toby Mac, totally united to him. Toby Mac is a compromised sellout, just like all the rest of these people in here, and I call them music whores. Why? What does a whore do? Go look up the word. It's all over the Bible. I use it. I'm a preacher of righteousness. I preach what the Bible says. You can be a physical whore. You can be a spiritual whore. You can be a music whore. Toby Mac, Casting Crowns, all these people are music whores. And I just told Malachi, he said, I like to worship God. This is not worship of God.
Yeah,
worship of God is your everyday life lived for God.
I agree.
In holiness and obedience.
Yeah, worship is definitely way more.
How you dress.
Yeah, worship is.
How you talk. Ladies are supposed to cover their heads.
I want to throw some men here. He just talked about LGBT, yeah. And you disagree with that?
No, I agree.
Well, no.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. LGBT, yeah. All those different names are wrong. Right?
Right.
It's an abomination unto God.
Yeah, definitely.
So is pride and vanity. And I explained that.
Definitely.
I love you too, but you're walking around in pride and vanity.
Right.
You're biblically naked. Piercings.
Showing your bodies off, ladies. You got to cover.
You're biblically naked.
Are you both claiming to be born again?
Yes, it's.
Okay.
I know you probably
we got to hold you to your testimony.
Your it's not funny.
No,
but you've
no,
been
no, sorry,
born again
no.
for five
no.
years, and we talked about 1 Corinthians 11, and you said it was cultural.
Yeah.
Go deeper on that.
The heck
that.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. If you thought I was a man of God out here, and you heard me telling people, hey, F you, F this, F that, what would you say about
but
me?
But that's a lot different.
Why? It's sin.
It's one word.
It's one thing. It's one word. You're defying what God's word says to keep your own way.
Where in scripture does it say I can't wear shorts in the tank top?
Actually, my wife will tell you all about that.
1 Peter 3, 1 Timothy 2.
Yep.
Where it says women need to be noble and find their beauty in things on the outside?
Nope.
Okay.
Read King James. I don't know. Is that the Message Bible? Because that doesn't even say what King James or New King James
says.
So
what does 1 Peter say or 2 Peter?
Test yourself to the word of God. You're not following biblical Christianity, folks. Look up our testing. Google Life Fest Exposed. We come up number 2 on Google. We show you this is a false Christianity that cannot save you. They're offering false gospels, carnality, worldliness, and sin. That is not part of a holy God. A holy God calls you out of the world to righteousness and obedience. Test yourself, neighbors. Seek the kingdom of God.
But let's stop at the modest apparel first. It means neat and orderly robes and dresses that are unadorned.
You're not wearing a robe and dress.
Go to the Greek and
in the Greek teaches that.
You can't take peace by peace because the rest of the verse says.
We'll go through the rest of it.
What does the rest of the verse say?
Decency and good sense, not with elaborate hairstyles.
No, with shamefacedness and sobriety.
Yeah.
Not
what translation are you reading?
CSB.
Yeah.
Which is one of the closest versions. CSB, ESV, NSB, closest versions.
But still.
So if you read this, what you're going to see is a godly, holy woman is
going to
adorn herself from the inside by the holy works of God.
Right.
The outside is going to be totally covered.
So I'm going to ask you a question. Seriously. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm standing here. You really think showing your bodies off is godly? So other men can lust after you? Really?
We think it's hot outside and we're just.
Really?
When I got dressed this morning, I didn't say I'm dressing to frame my body.
What's the earrings for? What's the makeup for?
Because I didn't take these out last night.
What's the eye stuff for?
You know what, ladies? I'm just going to be honest with you. I was your age once.
Yeah.
You know exactly what you
Yeah, you're walking in pride and vanity that's an abomination to God.
We have given our pride and vanity over to God.
No. You know why? You know why that's not true? Do you believe Jesus is a liar? He said, we know a tree by its fruit. We see your fruit. Defending sin, defending lasciviousness, defending harlotry, we see your fruit.
I'm
hopefully you see the fruit of us standing for righteousness, goodness, truth, and sound doctrine. Look at what you're standing for.
You're clinging, holding
yeah.
up to stay in.
Look at your fruit.
I can tell you all about my life before I gave my life to the Lord.
It doesn't matter.
The fruit of it is.
It doesn't matter.
Yes. Maybe some of it has. It's got to go further. You got to go deeper.
Keep going.
But you two keep smiling at me.
I smile when it's burning.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. If you were a murderer and you repent of that, let me ask you a question. Can you go on and just become a liar now?
No,
you got to repent of that too. Can you be a thief? You
got to repent of that. I've always worn earrings.
But the Bible calls you out. Nose rings, earrings. Again, this is, we don't want to focus on the clothing. What this is showing is this is proving your heart. Because here's what it is. When you're born again in the heart, you desire holiness, purity, and sound doctrine. And women and men always covered their bodies. Ready? Women and men of God always test things like life vests, linked to Roman Catholicism, false gospels, worldliness.
A loincloth on him before the Lord.
That's not true. I have an article on that. David, it says he danced naked. He was not naked. David was a king. Do you know what kings wore? Kings had on big royal robes. He took off his royal robe. Do you know what it says he had on underneath?
Yeah, it was like...
an ephod. An ephod is what the priests used to wear. It was still a covering garment. He was a lot more covered than you are right now. Yeah. And so God shed blood in Genesis 3 and covered mankind in tunic-like garments so we don't have to look at each other's private parts.
That's why I tried walking through the scriptures.
Yeah, the form and the shape. But again, go back to Life Fest, false gospel, worldliness. You probably attend a churchianity system, right? Sunday church?
Yeah.
Yeah, which one?
Bethel Church.
Is it?
It's Baptist.
Oh, Baptist, okay. Yeah. I always ask people.
I'm a little bit more reformed than Baptist.
Right? When did the Baptist church get invented? In the 1600s. That's 1,600 years after Jesus. You had the Roman Catholic faith, then you had Luther come out with the evangelicals, then you had the Baptists. I believe that the Roman Catholic faith is the whore system in Revelation. They're united to it. They do the mass in here. And then the evangelicals are the daughters of the whore and so are the Baptists because they've come out of her. They're all headed to the same destination.
What help is this doing by protesting?
What help is this doing? Let me tell you a story.
I don't feel any need to stop wearing my earrings.
Okay, that's fine. You know what? Then we'll stop talking. But let me tell you why. Last thing and then we're going to walk away from you. I was preaching here. A young man was standing there watching, 21. Watching for the longest time. I went to get a drink. I said, young man, do you want a gospel card? He said, can I talk to you? He came over. Here's what he said. 21 years old. He said, my mom and dad bought me a ticket for here. He said, I'm by here by myself. I said, yeah? He said, I've been listening to your preaching. He said, I'm reading my Bible. He said, the Holy Spirit's convicting me. He said, I'm not going in. I said, why, young man? He goes, there's a lot of stuff going on in there. He said that the Holy Spirit's convicting me. Your preaching convicting me. Him and I talked for about an hour and a half. As he listened, as I talked to other people, guess what he did? He said, I'm going to be going to the Word. He said, you may be hearing from me. If you can help me, I want to follow Christ. Got in his car and he's left. If we came for that one young man, that's the sheep we came for. You may not be the sheep of God. If you're not convicted and you want to go live in your pride, your vanity, your false religion, we're not here for you. So we love you. We need to test yourself and go deeper in Scripture.
Send us an email. We'll be happy to talk to you.
Send us an email and we'll talk to you anytime on email. We're here to preach and talk to people that walk the truth of God in holiness and righteousness. We love you. Turn and seek the kingdom of God. Don't lose your soul following cultural, fleshly Christianity.